I'm Brenda Newbern with Visit Cape, here with the weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. It has been 70 years since Cape's first drive-in opened on August 12, 1949. Fittingly called the Cape Drive-In Theater, the first movie shown was Red River. This Western starred the Duke himself, John Wayne. 500 cars could park and watch the movie at 50 cents for adults. Kids 12 and under got in free. We don't have drive-in movies anymore, but if you enjoy antiques and treasure hunts, the summer garage sale offers a thrill as you find items that bring back memories of years gone by. A variety of sellers are bringing hundreds of items to the Osage Center on Saturday, August 10th from 8 a.m. to noon. If you just want to relax and gather with some friends to enjoy some musical entertainment, then you will be happy to know that Tunes at Twilight offers just that opportunity in Ivor Square. On Friday, August 16th at 6:30 p.m., come out and mix and mingle with locals as the fall concert series kicks off. Memphis native Jimmy Davis provides the soundtrack for an evening under the stars, bringing a mix of rock, country, and bluegrass. Although drive-ins may be gone now, Cape Girardeau is still holding on to one of America's favorite pastimes, baseball. Parks and Recreation is offering a home run derby on Friday, August 16th. Both men and women are invited to enter. I'm Brenda Newbern, and thanks for joining me for All About Cape.